Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canvr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. Today we'll hear from the Shark and one of his catchers. But first, let's learn more about our sponsors. We all know the orange and black could use an extra insurance run from time to time. And when it comes to business and commercial insurance, personal insurance, or life and health insurance, we could all use a dependable insurance agency to navigate the obstacles that get in our way. Mitchell & Mitchell is that dependable insurance agency. Whether it's business and commercial insurance, life and health insurance, or personal insurance, including auto, home, renters, RV, boat, flood, earthquake, and umbrella, Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency is there for you. Oh, and tack on financial planning to the list. That comes in handy, just like that insurance run. Call Mitchell & Mitchell today at 888-512-8878. That's 888-512-8878. Or go to MitchellandMitchell.com. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, SunFirst Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. SunFirst Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. SunFirst Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call SunFirst Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. Today's guests are Giants right-hander Jeff Samardzija and Giants catcher Trevor Brown. Let's start with Jeff Samardzija in a conversation we had in Scottsdale, Arizona.
You know, it was really interesting last year what you did to implement your curveball into your repertoire, kind of making changes during the season. How challenging is that? Would you rather be, you know, trying to toy with some pitches at spring training?
Well, you know, it all depends how the season's going. So, if you know what you're working with early in the year is working throughout the year, then you just stick with it. But, you know, as the season goes on and you face a few certain teams three or four times, sometimes it helps to mix it up. So I started bringing in that curveball to kind of offset what my split wasn't doing. So it was still able to keep a little hitters off balance with speed difference. And then the split came around towards the end of the year, and I had all my arsenal to work with. So that's, you know, that's kind of pitching, and you just kind of go with what's working and what you feel comfortable with. And, you know, on top of that, it's just sometimes throwing in something new gives you a little bit more excitement to work on it and a little breath of fresh air.
How much has it helped working with Dave Rigetti, Mark Gardner, and the guys here as far as that? Because I remember earlier in your career, you were really more of a fastball guy, but, you know, to have all these pitches going.
Yeah, you know, it's important to have a good relationship with your coaches. I think, you know, they really put themselves high on my list last year, just the way we went about our business. You know, even when it was going good, you know, we weren't doing too much. And then even when it then wasn't going so well there in the middle of the year, we didn't panic. We didn't overhaul anything. You know, we just kept to it and kept our nose on the grindstone and keep working and understand that what you're doing is the right thing. Sometimes the results aren't there, but sometimes the worst thing you can do is just start chasing a rabbit and always constantly changing and fixing things. And then you never find a groove and you never fix it.
After pitching in places like Wrigley Field and U.S. Cellular, Chicago, where the ball really flies, what was your reaction to pitching at AT&T Park as your home park for your first season?
Yeah, it was great. You know, a big park. I'm more excited about the guys that are within the field than the field itself. You know, for me to have those guys back there catching it with, you know, probably about, I think, three or four guys out there have gold gloves in their career. And You know, that's exciting as a pitcher. You get to go out and just execute your pitches and understand whatever happens after that is in good hands.
Yeah, the relationship with Buster Posey, who, by the way, did win his first Gold Glove last year. How did that develop as you went along? What are the main things that you notice about Buster that are main attributes for him?
Yeah, you know, a thing about Buster that I really realized was how accepting he was to kind of what your plan is. Sometimes you get a veteran catcher that knows what he wants to do, and it's tough to get away from that. But having conversations with Buster earlier in the year really made me realize that, you know, he wants us to do what we're comfortable with, and he's thrown some suggestions down back there. But, you know, he's very open to going to your strengths, and he has some suggestions of what he wants and likes and has seen before. And so, you know, to have both those options is great, what you're thinking and what he's thinking. And usually if you're in between pitches and you go with what he's doing. And so there's always another guy to lean on, which is important.
Are there some games where you do want to depend on him more, you know, where you're not going to really want to think as much?
Yeah, you know, I think those days when all your stuff's there, it's easier to do that, and he just gets to throw a number down, and you're executing it. It's coming out of your hands good. I think those days when you know something doesn't feel right or a pitch isn't there, you know, then you probably need to adjust your game plan a little more just based on how you feel and what you're comfortable throwing.
How are you guys feeling as a group coming into the season just as a rotation? Because, you know, you were a newcomer last year. Matt Moore was added to the staff last year. Just everybody trying to come together as a group.
Yeah, you know, I think we're all expecting a lot of great things out of everybody. So I think we hold each other, you know, to high standards, and we expect a lot out of each other. And especially with what we did last year, I think we've proven that we can do it. And now we need to just improve on that and do it again. So we put a lot of pressure on each other, but we all love going out there and putting on a show. And so when you're not pitching, you get to watch someone else do their job. And luckily for this team, every guy that takes that mound is fun to watch and is very talented at what they do.
You know, the young guys, how do you help them along? I mean, when you think back to when you were that young guy and some of the things that you've learned along the way, you know, especially about how to pitch, because maybe when you first come up, you know, you've got the great arm and everything, but you've learned so much along the way. What do you try to give to these younger guys?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was lucky enough to be able to coattail some guys that knew what they were doing and had been in the league for a decade, and just able to just do what they do, essentially. So I think the great thing for the young kids in this organization is there's, you know, 15, 20 veteran guys in their position, whether it's infield, outfield, or pitching, that they can watch, you know, and have done it, have success, and are veterans in their career. So, you know, I think the best thing you can do is watch and ask questions when you're interested in something. How do you hold the ball? How do you throw this? What do you think in there? You know, all those little insight questions can go a long way, and it's always cool when randomly they pop back in your head of when you got an answer from someone you respect, and then it works on the mound for yourself. So it's always that full circle you're looking to, you know, just witness as it happens, because it's always a cool thing. You're always trying to work and get better and improve, and until you start seeing those results in person, it's hard to stick with it. But, you know, when you start doing the right thing and other guys are doing it with you, and then you have success on the field, man, it feels really good.
There's some talented pitchers in the bullpen, young guys, but how much does it help to have a guy like Melanson, who's really been a proven closer?
Yeah, I mean, I think the sport has shown you need bullpen depth these days with how much they're being used. You know, obviously as starters, we'd like to keep that to a minimum with throwing a lot of innings and letting those guys rest up till late fall. You know, but you got to have depth, and the more arms you have ready to go, the better chance you are. You know, mid-season, you're going to have to go into AAA and grab a position player, grab a pitcher to fill a spot, but to do a big role in the team and get big outs and get big hits. So, you know, you got to bring those guys along as fast as possible because you're going to need them.
Has your mentality changed at all as you've gone along? I mean, you want to throw as many innings as possible, but, you know, knowing you have a good bullpen, are you thinking seven innings? Or when you go out there, you're thinking a complete game? Every time I go out there, I want a complete game.
Yeah, no, that's the plan. You know, you want to finish it yourself and start what you finish. So that's always the goal as a starter. But it's just also nice to know that if you have to burn some rubber earlier in the game and you reach that pitch count earlier than you'd like, that you do have guys coming in there with your back, and that you know and you have total confidence in to get the job done just as well of yourself.
Before I finish up here, you know, you haven't pitched for the Cubs for a while, but to see them win the World Series, and I know it was disappointing for you guys to not beat them. You came close there to beat them in that series, but, you know, a franchise that hadn't won the World Series in over 100 years, and you were a part of it for a while. Just what was your reaction to it once you guys didn't win against them to see what they did?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was on a beach, so I didn't really see too much about it. But, you know, just from being a kid that grew up in the area, it's pretty cool to see just for so many years what they had to go through and how tough the fans were because they were unhappy because they hadn't won in so long. it's good for that organization to get that monkey off their back. And, you know, obviously we'd have liked to seen it go a different route, but you know, when you leave it all out there and you leave it on the field, and like we did last year, you know, things happen, and you can live with the outcome. So you know, we did what we could do. We came up a little short, but you know, they went all the way and did it. It's pretty crazy to see, just because the point of view that you have as a fan growing up in Chicago about the Cubs. So it's pretty cool.
Thanks, Jeff, so much. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
That's Giants right-hander Jeff Samardzija. Coming up, we'll hear from Giants catcher Trevor Brown right after this. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com. or on Facebook, the sportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Just before spring training, I had a chance to sit down with Giants catcher Trevor Brown. Here was that conversation.
Trevor, tell us about the offseason. Right after it was over, just how difficult it was to swallow, because you guys were there against the Cubs. Looked like you were going to, you know, come back, maybe win that series. They win the World Series. So how did you handle that as far as the emotions of it?
Yeah, that was tough, I think, going in and, you know, having that lead. And that was kind of something that had happened a couple times during the year. And so it was just tough to swallow there at the end. And I remember just taking a week or two and just kind of reflecting on, like, that game in particular. And, you know, we win that. We're going back to Chicago with, you know, momentum on our side. And I think it would have been Johnny on the mound, you know? I don't remember who it would have. I think it would have been Johnny on the mound. So just thinking we would have had, you know, a really good shot with that momentum and coming off a big win at home, going there and having a good shot to, you know, win and, you know, continue our playoff, you know, streak going. And so it was tough there at the end to kind of go home, you know, that way, just how we did. It was tough.
Still, it was a good season. And when you look at the big picture of it, how did you reflect on your season? You make the team out of spring training and you're with the big league club.
You know, I was super happy with my, you know, with my year. That was my first year doing, you know, that role where wasn't playing, you know, maybe once every 4 or 5 days, and just trying to prepare, you know, each day like I was going to play, but just really not knowing exactly when I was going to. And so it was a new role for me, but I, you know, just thinking back, and, you know, I was proud of myself. I thought, you know, I did as, you know, about as well as I could do, you know, as a rookie and, you know, in that role. And so I was really happy with that. And going into the off season, there was definitely some stuff, you know, I wanted to work on, you know, hitting wise and behind the plate. And so I kind of had a clear picture of what I wanted to do, what I wanted to get better at, and, you know, go from there.
You know, behind the plate, it was interesting to watch you, because at the beginning of the year, I remember you were telling me that you were in the dugout and you're kind of calling the pitches along with Buster Posey. But then, you know, as the season goes along, I would imagine that developed a lot to where you really knew what you wanted to do when you did get a start.
Right, right. You know, I think my, you know, preparation and kind of the playing the game while not being in the game, you know, really helped me towards the end of the year. And I think to get into, you know, catch the guys more and be around the guys more definitely helped with, you know, kind of coming up with the game plan and, you know, knowing what I'm going to do and playing the teams, you know, multiple times too. That also helped. So I think it got easier as the season went on.
You mentioned working on some things on the offensive side, and you definitely showed some pop last year. What are some of the things that you want to improve on?
Definitely, you know, hitting the off speed. I think that was something I really struggled with last year. I think my numbers were really good against fastballs, and I think towards the end I started to struggle because, you know, scouting reports, I was new early on, so I was getting a lot more fastballs in the eight hole. And I think towards the end of the year, they, you know, I started getting a lot more off speed, and that was something, looking back at the numbers, where I really struggled with was hitting the off speed pitch. So I wanted to work on that and really focus on that in the off season. So, you know, my dad, I have a cage at the house, so my dad's been throws me BP every off season. So I had him, you know, throw me a lot more sliders in, or try to throw sliders. They're not very good, but, you know, at least they're spinning up there. And so I tried to work on that as much as I could. And so hopefully, you know, that comes into the season.
You mentioned the analytics, and a lot of people are into that now. How much do you look at it during the season? And by the way, I remember Angel Pagan told me he never looks at his batting average the whole year. How much did you look at just the obvious stats, or even the more intricate ones, like you're saying, you know, how many fastballs and off-speed pitches you're getting?
Well, you know, it's hard not to see your batting average. You know, they post it on the scoreboard, and it's, you know, it's all over everything. So, you know, I don't know if I necessarily believe that. You know, it's pretty hard not to see it somehow, you know. But for me, you know, you don't want to focus on that, because I think that, I mean, if you're killing it, great. You know, it probably pumps you up a little bit. I'm hitting 300 kind of thing. But if you're hitting, you know, what I was hitting, 230, 240 kind of in there, it's like, yeah, you know, I want to get it up. And you don't want to put that extra pressure on yourself by looking at that. But for me, like you were saying, the analytics stuff, you know, I want to know what I'm not hitting good so I can work on that. So hopefully, you know, I can bring those numbers up and, you know, help me out overall. And so for me, I looked at that, and the hitting coach actually brought it to my attention. Hey, you know, you're really struggling with the slider or the breaking ball, so let's try to put in some extra work there at the end and try to get better at hitting those. So I just kind of continue that in the offseason.
It's amazing what's available now, just to see those numbers and everything. Tell us about the, you know, the competition in spring training. You know, Nick Hundley gets signed, so now you got a little extra juice there, I guess, maybe to compete in spring training?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you know, that's something that the front office and, you know, the Giants, any team is really going to do. They're going to bring in, you know, the best guys to compete because they want to put out the best team each year. And so for me, you know, it's kind of a tough deal to, you know, when they go out and sign, and kind of makes you think, you know, was it, you know, because I wasn't playing good enough or, you know, anything like that. But then you kind of, like I was saying, reflect on it. You know, I was happy with, I, you know, with what I did last year, and they're going to go out and they're going to get guys to put the best team out on the field. And I think this, you know, spring should be good. And a kind of similar situation last year, you know, coming in, and they, you know, CSAC was up here and he was in front of me. And so, you know, I just kind of took that out of the equation, just wanted to try to go out and play as good as I can. So I'm just going to keep that same mentality, go in and, you know, try to have a good spring and make it tough for him.
They even handed you a first baseman's glove last year for a little while. And I know you played the infield before. So, I mean, was that something that you felt comfortable doing?
Yeah. No, I think, you know, for last year was only the second year I had really caught, and so for the first 2 years of pro ball, it was all infield. So I think when I had to do it last year, like, I went in and played third one game, and I was a little rattled, to be honest. I hadn't done it in a long time, and so going out there without, you know, practicing and getting the reps, I was pretty nervous. I think if I'm, you know, out here in spring training getting plenty of reps, and if that was something that, and, you know, ended up happening, if I was like utility infield catcher kind of little everything kind of deal, I wouldn't be too bad. It wouldn't be, you know, as bad as last year because I'd have some reps doing it. But I have all the gloves here now, so we'll see.
What about the team? What do you think about the outlook of the team? You know, the rotation is intact. There's going to be some competition there maybe for the number five spot. But, I mean, this team is pretty well set.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to have a really strong team this year. I think adding Mark was big for us. I think that was something where last year, towards the end, you know, that second half at least, he was kind of up in the air on who's going to go out there and close for us or who's going to be the eighth inning guy kind of thing. And I think having some, you know, a definite guy that's going to go out there and, you know, shut innings down for us there in the ninth inning is huge. And all the younger guys, the younger pitchers we had in the staff are going to be a year older and have that experience, so that's going to help. And like you said, with the rotation strong, first four guys for sure. And, you know, who knows, can be that fifth spot. I think Ty had an awesome little stretch there in September, and Kane, you know, if he comes back and he's on, it's going to be some good competition for that fifth spot.
Before I let you go, can you compare what it was like when you first walked out to that major league mound to talk to maybe a veteran pitcher and what it's like now? Because, I mean, I would think it's a little intimidating to go out there, you know, a Bumgarner or a Samardzija who's been around so long, and, you know, you want them to listen to you, but at the same time, you haven't been around that much, and now you've been, you know, got your whole year under your belt.
Right. I think for sure when I first got called up, it was nice because I had Jake and Matt in AAA that before that year. So, and that's when I came up. Those were the guys that I got to catch for the most part early on. And so that definitely made me be a little more comfortable with them because, you know, they were really open with me. And so early on, I was definitely intimidated with, like, Bumgarner the first time. And some of these older guys like Samardzija, like you were saying, going out and trying to give my input, thinking, all right, kid, go back behind the plate, let me do my thing. And then now, like you said, having a year and being working with them, you know, a lot more, catching a lot more innings behind those guys, I think they'll feel more comfortable with me coming out, giving my input, and hopefully taking it to heart a little bit more than they might have in the beginning.
Actually, there's a story I wanted to share with you that Tim McCarver told me way back when he was catching Bob Gibson. He went out to the mound to talk to Bob Gibson. Gibson said, get back behind the plate, kid. The only thing you know about pitching is that you can't hit it.
Yeah. Kind of similar. Yeah, I had that happen to me and Jake. It happened with Jake this year in Cincinnati. Kind of a tough game, and I, you know, started to walk out there, and he just said, just give me the hand, get back there. Don't even come out. And so, yeah, I can definitely see that. That's funny.
All right, Trevor. Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck this season.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
That's Giants catcher Trevor Brown. Want to thank him and Jeff Samardzija for joining us here on Inside China Basin. We'll be podcasting from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, for opening day on Sunday, so don't miss our next podcast over the weekend. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.